Britney Spears conservatorship case prompts bipartisan Free Britney bill. Wow. Like, I get it. I get it. But 1972. Thank you, Producer Olive. 72, yeah. But wow, I'm surprised to see that the Congress is actually taking up this business. Carrie Peck is the attorney who specializes in elder law, but as a result knows as much about conservatorship as anybody in the state of Illinois. Hey, Carrie, you're back on WGN Radio. How are you?
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me. I'm well. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm surprised that the Congress is taking this up. Do you think that Britney is shining a light on something that does need some sort of federal legislation? We need a law to preserve people's rights better?
Well, there's no doubt that the Britney case is spotlighting the glare on what in Illinois we call guardianship. But I don't think the federal government needs to get involved in these issues. We here in Illinois have a very strong law on the subject, and Britney would not have the kind of problems that she's having in California.
Really?
In Illinois. Yeah.
How is that?
In Illinois, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, continue. How is it different?
In Illinois, if Britney or any person on her behalf contacted the court in an informal letter, by a phone call, by a visit to the courthouse, in any way, shape, or form, and said, Judge, I want to modify this guardianship. I want to eliminate it. I want to change the guardian. Whatever I want to do, I want you to have a hearing. And in Illinois, the law allows that informal communication with the court, which is quite unusual, but to protect the rights of a person with disabilities, it's allowed. And the court is compelled then to hold a hearing, could include a jury trial if the disabled person sought a jury trial, 6-person jury. And, the court will entertain medical evidence. It's not necessarily required, but to either terminate the guardianship entirely or modify the guardianship and get rid of, in Britney's case, her father. You know, the problem here in Britney's case is we don't really know what the underlying issues are. There are no medical records.
The first 5G
hold on,
network.
Hold on, hold on a second. We got to turn that off. Keep going, Carrie.
There are no medical records that have been made public. And everybody saw, regrettably, Britney kind of break down, shave her head and things like that. But it certainly looks to me like Britney, who's capable of performing in Las Vegas and earning boku bucks,
yeah,
has a father who just wants a piece of the action and tries to take advantage of her.
Yeah, one wonders, were she not so profitable, if he would be so interested in her stewardship, right? I mean, there's a gravy
Correct.
Train there, and he's attaching himself to it. And, it's been observed by others. I think it's an interesting point that there's a certain misogyny to all of this. Britney Spears, for a period of time, acted unstable. And now she has this life sentence of conservatorship with a father that she doesn't want. If she were a guy, I mean, how is it that Justin Timberlake got to do all the crazy stuff Justin Timberlake did and nobody ever seized his life? But in Britney Spears' case, well, the lady needs somebody to oversee her care. How many rock and roll guys have done crazy stuff and nobody said, well, now we need to put your mother or father in charge of your assets?
Well, I think it's an excellent point, John, and I think that you're right. I think that, there is some sexism here at play. I think that, the circumstances here, though, just don't warrant federal intervention. Under this proposed bill, which they're calling literally the Free Britney Act, the federal government is going to purportedly fund a caseworker to be assigned to every person that has a guardianship so that that person can seek to remove the guardian or overturn the guardianship. And at the same time, they're also suggesting that federal jurisdiction, that these cases now be heard in federal court. Well, that's just completely revolutionary. Every state has a probate act. Every state has probate courts. To move this into the federal courts under this kind of scenario is just outrageous.
I was shocked, though. Kerry Peck's on a phone line. He's the elder law attorney at Peck Ritchie. Their website's peckritchie.com. I was shocked to see how many people they say are under some version of what Brittany is, conservatorship, guardianship. 1.3 million. There's only 320 million of us in this country. One in every few hundred of us are under some form of stewardship like this. I'm shocked to see that.
Well, I think that the problem is that Alzheimer's disease, which really makes up the bulk of these cases, is an epidemic, and so a lot of these cases, I suggest, the largest number of these cases are older adults that are afflicted with some type of cognitive impairment, and then you have, of course, the people that are mentally ill, schizophrenic, bipolar. And children born with developmental disabilities. So, you know, regrettably, it is a large segment of our population.
That's an interesting distinction then, because I thought, holy cow, what's going on here? But in all of those cases, it does seem to be sensible, warranted. In Britney Spears' case, it's much more debatable. I wonder how often this happens, where there is a battle between adults about the handling of their estate and their lives. How often does a Britney Spears type case happen? Let's pause here and pick it up there with us in a minute. Kerry Peck, elder law attorney. By the way, he usually answers questions for us about, you know, somebody's stealing from somebody or manipulating grandma or grandpa, and you're worried about the will and stuff like that. If you've got a question along those lines, the elder law expert is here. And you can call in right now, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. A question or comment for Kerry? That's next. WGN. Kerry Peck is the elder law attorney who literally has helped craft the laws in the state of Illinois about elder care. He's written a book about it as well. What are their rights and how do you protect them, etc. But this Britney Spears case, she's no senior citizen. It makes us wonder a little bit about conservatorship. I think that's a funny word because conservatorship sounds more onerous, maybe, than it really is, right, Kerry? That is, we don't call it conservatorship in Illinois. What do we call it here?
We call it guardianship, and the words are interchangeable depending on what state you go in.
Yeah.
All of this at the present time is dominated by state law, and they're relatively similar, except perhaps with some wrinkles or changes in process.
Yeah. So 1.3 million is the number we were mentioning a minute ago, people that are under some form of that. But you rightly say that's mostly people who have Alzheimer's, developmental disabilities, mental impairment, and they can't manage their affairs. I wonder how often a Britney Spears type case, forget the celebrity nature of it, but I wonder how often a family gets into an argument and they say, well, you were sure acting weird when you shaved your head, and now we've got a battle for somebody's, you know, lifestyle.
Well, it happens quite often. I mean, where there's money, there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, it's really that simple. In most instances, you follow the money. And if the family is at odds, it's generally over the money, who gets it, who uses it, what's it spent on, things of that nature. And so we see this quite commonly here in the Circuit Court of Cook County and in the surrounding counties where we practice. In the guardianship world, it really is a common scenario. As you pointed out, you don't have often the celebrity of a Britney Spears, but families fight over money. It's just regrettably, it's just part of the equation in the landscape in which we live.
How often is it a template? Like, okay, so now we're place you into some sort of conservatorship. Is it a sort of an automatic thing then that happens, or do they customize each case for what you can and can't do, or what the trustee would or would not be involved in? In Brittany's case, it sounds like not only do they manage her money, but her travel, who she sees, does she use birth control? I mean, it's amazing how invasive it sounds, you know?
Well, it is pretty outrageous, and I think it's a travesty the way Brittany is being treated. I think that, all folks that are subject to guardianship or conservatorship should have their rights preserved, and they should be allowed to do what they're capable of doing. So, the answer to your question is, yes, it's customized to the extent that, for example, here in Illinois, a medical report is required in which the doctor gives an opinion as to whether someone is partially capable of making decisions regarding the management of their money and or their health care, or totally incapable of making decisions. So clearly, if someone is partially capable of making decisions, then that order is customized to the extent that we would indicate, for example, that person can receive an allowance of perhaps $1,000 a month and spend that at their own discretion. Perhaps that person is capable of driving a car. Perhaps that person is capable of retaining the right to vote. Contrast that with someone who's totally incapable and they're not going to get an allowance, they're not going to vote, they're not going to drive a car, things of that nature. So there is the ability to customize the circumstance. I think what prompted, you know, the federal proposal is that it's quite clear from the outside Brittany is being taken advantage of. And this piece of legislation also relates several instances of individuals being taken advantage of in Florida, where the author of the legislation, Congressman Crist, is and represents part of the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. And he points out that some guardians have stolen money from individuals and that they need federal oversight. There's no question that some guardians have stolen money, and there's no question that we need to strengthen the protections of folks subject to guardianship. But I don't know that getting the federal government involved on the ground in this kind of scenario is the best remedy. But I'm a strong advocate for disabled folks, and I think we need to do everything we can to protect them at the state level. And we can improve what we have, but what we have is quite good now.
I suppose it's a difficult conversation for the adult children to have with each other or mom and dad, saying, because up to the point where you're able to manage your affairs, you don't feel the need for guardianship. And then when you do need guardianship, maybe you're not in the best frame of mind to be able to make that decision. It's kind of a catch-22. And then to say nothing of who should be managing it. Do you end up appointing an individual, a son or a daughter, a relative? Is an individual family member usually assigned to do that then, Kerry?
Yes, usually it's a family member assigned to manage mom or dad's, you know, health care and finances. But let's not lose sight of the fact, John, that we can all avoid this problem. We can avoid a guardianship. All we need to do is plan and execute powers of attorney documents. If you execute a power of attorney in Illinois called a durable power of attorney for property, and you name someone to make decisions, let's assume you name your wife to make decisions when you're not capable of making decisions for yourself, that document is valid during your lifetime. It's valid during your disability, and you avoid Britney Spears' guardianship. So there are easy remedies to this situation as long as folks plan in advance.
Okay, but then I'm going to say, all right, say I got four kids. Which of them do I trust the most to manage my affairs while I'm alive but incapacitated or not sufficiently able to handle these things? And you pick your son, but then the daughter and the other kids are like, wait, what about me? Really? Really? And then how do we know that that one child is going to not do things that are advantageous to them, but not the others? Am I inventing problems here, Kerry?
You are citing problems that we see every single day of the week, 24 hours a day, John. Every single day, you know, kids fight over their parents' money. There's no question, you know, and unfortunately, the emotions of greed and revenge just come screaming through when someone is appointed to take control of mom or dad's money. And jealousy. So these are really, really common problems that we see every day and we solve every day.
A couple questions for Kerry Peck from Peck Ritchie. Hey, Joe, you're on WGN. What can we do for you? You're on the air.
Hi, John. My question is, does the government not allow for like a minimum amount of years for somebody to be on guardianship or under a guardianship or anything that controls all of their assets to see if it's being dealt with properly or they're taking advantage of the person they're supposed to be helping out. It just seems Brittany's been under that. She was under it for a lot of years.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. What about that, Carrie?
Here in Illinois, that guardian, you know, Brittany's father, would be required to file an annual report regarding Brittany's mental condition, her physical condition, and that guardian would be required to file a financial report called an accounting every year before the court. So there is no minimum, and at any point along the way, the person under the guardianship could say, judge, or send a letter, or send somebody else to contact the court. Judge, I want to change it. I don't need a guardian. I've gotten better. My mental and physical health haven't been improved, or my father, Brittany's case, is stealing my money. I want you to remove him. And we have a mechanism here in Illinois to take care of that.
A few texts. Let me just read them and you can respond briefly. Hundreds of migrant kids have been separated from their parents, and Congress has a Free Brittany Act? Really? You don't think we need federal legislation, certainly not in Illinois. Good morning, John. I have a question regarding a parent's bank account. If there is only one name on the account and that person dies, does the money in the account go into probate if there are no beneficiaries listed? What about that, Carrie?
In Illinois, if an individual dies with assets in their name alone in excess of $100,000, regardless of the nature and the character of that asset, meaning cash, real estate, and so forth, yes, it goes into probate.
What would you say about this? 847, my brother in Pennsylvania has the power of attorney over my mother. He won't let any siblings see her or speak with her. She's 93. We don't even know if she is still alive. The attorneys in that county said there isn't much we can do. Our brother won't even speak to us. He hangs up. Any advice?
Well, here in Illinois, we would file a petition to remove that brother as the agent under the power of attorney. Not familiar with the Pennsylvania law, but there certainly, I believe, is a remedy. The remedy is ask the court to remove them.
Yeah, I mean, you can demonstrate that they're abusing their power or not holding up to their responsibility, and then there should be some remedy for everybody else, right?
Agreed, 100%.
Okay. I'm out of time. Carrie Peck, elder law attorney at peckritchie.com, peckritchie.com. Or you can call, what's the number we should give for you on the radio here, Carrie, if folks want to ask more questions?
312-201-0900.
312-201-0900, peckritchie.com. Thanks, Peck. Thanks, Carrie. We'll visit with you again.
Thank you, John. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
A great resource for the state of Illinois. It's 1057 WGN Radio News in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom is next.